This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
That was a UFO beaming back at you. Now, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and find the banner for Audible to create your own 30-day trial account and get a free audiobook download. And if you're looking to do any shopping, visit our website and click the Amazon banner, and any purchases you make will directly support our show. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. How's it going, guys?
We have somebody back with us.
Who we got back with us?
We have Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Eric?
Alex, what's up, Alex?
Thanks for having me. Alex has been out of town doing all kinds of hard work and stuff, so but he's glad to be back on the podcast this week.
What are we talking about this week, Alex?
We got UFOs. One of my favorite subjects of all time.
Hang on. Before we started the podcast, I wanted to dedicate this week's episode. Everett and myself just had a cousin pass away from cancer yesterday.
He's been fighting it for a while, and he finally just, you know, it caught up with him. It happens.
So we'd like to dedicate this episode to our cousin, Corey.
Take it easy, Corey.
But so we're talking about UFOs this week. Unidentified flying objects.
Little green men.
What do you guys think about UFOs? I know I've been interested in UFOs since I was a little kid.
Dude, UFOs is one of the granddaddy conspiracies, Men in Black.
It could be the biggest conspiracy.
Well, at least as far as the government's concerned.
That's what started me out on conspiracies. It's the first time I saw an alien ever.
It's a really intriguing thought, the possibility that there could very well be
the
aliens.
Visits, the visits from other civilizations and worlds.
Right, but that'll be next week.
It's such a mind-expanding thought to even have.
Here's something that might serve. You know, we got Star Trek, and the premise of Star Trek every week was they'd fly to a new planet and meet them. If it's like that on another world, we're more or less an episode of Star Trek. They fly their ship down.
They just haven't got here yet.
What a shitty episode.
No, they have. That's what they're doing here. They're filming an episode of their version of Star Trek.
What a shitty episode.
Oh, no. Earth is great.
All right, so what do we know about UFOs? Obviously, UFOs, unidentified flying objects. So really that falls into anything in the sky that we really can't explain or understand.
Be it lights or...
It doesn't even have to be aliens. It could be...
Fireballs?
It could be a frisbee going through the air if you don't know what it is.
It could be advanced technology.
Hopefully you
technology.
Know if it's a frisbee.
Right.
Could be advanced military technology.
Well, lighter frisbees. I mean, I'm not saying... They could be small.
Yeah, it could be...
A drone flying by.
Could be
toy.
The latest thing Boeing's got cooked up or whoever the... You know, who else does DARPA projects and whatnot?
I don't know. Boeing, that's like major airplane building.
Yeah,
I think the Department McDonnell of Energy Douglas. Does them too with the HARP stations. I'm not sure who runs that.
Yeah. So what do we what kind of UFOs do people talk about? You always hear about the classic design of the saucer.
The flying saucer, yeah. And everyone knows that. That's like the disc shaped.
Everything from 10 foot across with a glass bubble in the middle to. You know, something like from Independence Day.
Yeah, the single suit Martian, only one.
Oh, God, my wife's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin even?
Yeah. Yeah, like Marvin the Martian, exactly.
The B-48 Explosive Space Modulator.
If you remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Independence Day had giant saucers.
Dude, I mean, they had really cool saucers. Yeah,
like the motherships. Yeah, the motherships were, what, a couple miles, if anything, across.
Yeah, I think they said there's 15 kilometers across for the small satellite ships. And it was like, I don't know, a quarter of the size of our moon, they said, or whatever, for the
mothership.
For the mothership.
Mothership was huge.
Have you guys seen the new one yet? I haven't watched it.
I've not watched it.
I'm a huge Bill Pullman fan. I bet I'm the first person ever.
His rousing speech in that first one. We will go on. We will fight. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. And that one dude's like, salute, sir.
I'm a pilot. I can fly.
Anyway, what else we got? There's the classic. It's always the triangle one you see too, like Unsolved Mystery.
Oh yeah, like the lights in the sky, like
or V-shaped even.
Yeah, V-shaped or triangular,
made out of what, six or seven independent lights.
I mean, it's been everything arranged. From three lights in a row to like
I've seen five in a V-shape like this. You know, two and then one in the point.
Or the giant grid of like thrusters in the back of the triangular shape thing. That's a pretty popular one.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bell shape.
The Nazi bell. That's a very popular one. Hitler also, and actually there's a lot of pictures of this. Yeah, Nazi bell. You can look this up.
Did you ever see Close Encounters?
We'll get to that. Still think about the triangle-shaped ones like the Imperial Destroyers.
Oh, like the Star Destroyers? Yeah.
Anyway, they're bell-shaped. I don't even understand
the Nazi bell.
It would be shaped like a bell.
I mean, I'm not a physicist, so I couldn't pretend to know why they shaped it like that, but I'm sure it had something to do with...
Why you say Nazi bell?
Pull up a picture and show Mr. Slow here what we're talking about.
We ain't got time for it. Just tell him what it is.
It's a spaceship and it's got a big Nazi
Germans
sign on it. Yes,
design it?
Exactly. Oh, that. Nazi party design. So that's why it's called
the Nazi
bell.
Did you ever see Close Encounters? The third kind?
Probably. I don't remember.
It's kind of a bell, like a hive looking shape. Just that sort of shape.
Think Liberty Bell with a bottom and a spinning top.
Yep. And then there's like what was that one movie where the kids built their little ship with like a force field around something, like a force field ship? Explorers? Did you guys ever see that?
I don't think so.
They built their ship out of like a tilt-a-whirl and put a force field around it and flew it out. It was unidentified to anybody but those kids, so that counts in my opinion.
Yeah, I couldn't identify it.
I never even heard of people having sightings of bell-shaped things. I'm familiar with the triangles and the circles and even lines, but
it was an actual Nazi project called the Nazi Bell. You have to look
but
that up.
But that wasn't an unidentified flying object.
No, but it was considered a spaceship. So I mean, that's what it was alleged to be.
Or it should have been, or was going to be.
Huh? Yeah. So let's talk about like what kind of controls, like because obviously the control scheme that we would think would be for flying. Of course, I'm not a pilot, but what kind of controls would you know would said spaceships have?
Well, you couldn't have, for the most part, manual control.
I mean, it doesn't have a steering wheel, is what I'm getting at. There'd
be
no
have a stick or a steering wheel or pedals, for that matter. You'd have to lay in your course in a piloting computer.
A supercomputer.
Well, of course it's a supercomputer, but anything that's more than a desktop computer, it's more or less a cluster of computers. Or just a really fast, any which way, that doesn't matter. You're going to have a really fast computer to do all your calculations for your trajectories, and so you don't hit a star.
So you don't asteroid field.
How could you operate something? Can you operate it as quickly as the damn machines?
I think what he's implying is that it would almost have to be autopilot.
It more or less is.
You know, because you can't think fast enough to fly.
You can't calculate the best way to avoid a black hole. You know, there's a black hole over there, and there's going to be an event horizon you got to skim around. And if you want to save fuel, you're going to bounce off of that and go around and slingshot it. So you're going to want to have a computer that takes into account all stellar objects.
But now, I understand the need for all that, but if you're on, say, a smaller ship on a planet, you're going to need your to make
I got
decisions.
You. So like your X-Wing TIE fighter, you know, one-man fighters.
You'd almost have to have some sort of manual control.
Yeah, you're going to run that more or less like a plane. I mean, you got three.
So they'd probably have both. Why not just have controls, and then when you need to, switch it to autopilot?
Sure,
computer power, you know?
Yeah,
but I think the controls would definitely be something interesting. Like, if we were to walk as humans into a UFO, we found a spaceship, there's 0% chance that we would be able to operate it.
Well, you're going to assume first that it's a like a human-like thing. What are they called?
Why would it be shaped like us?
Humanoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a giant tentacle? Is it
a spider-like creature?
It could be an organism.
The ship could be an organism itself.
Right.
There was an episode of Star Trek that was that. It was really cool. Yeah,
that reminds me of the Starship Trooper bad guys.
Oh, yeah, the arachnids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't have a ship. They shot their plasma all the way across the...
Right, they still got their people there.
Yeah. I never understood about that. Why they never just completely glassed that planet a la Halo? You know, the arachnids. It's not like they were coming at us. They're just shooting stuff across the galaxy.
Yeah, just glass them from orbit.
Why are they going down? Yeah. Anyway, it's neither here nor there.
I think they'd almost have to have joysticks. because that's the only logical way to maneuver.
Well, logical in your mind, though. Well, logical in your mind, though. What if there's some way you can do
like
this? Pedals
for up and down movement. You know what I mean? To work both your flaps so you can pitch, right. Yaw, and yoke and all that
Fair
stuff.
Fair enough.
You probably wouldn't need that if you had two joysticks. You could stop on a dime.
If you don't have arms, you don't have nothing like that anyway.
Right. Oh. We're assuming that they have hands and that's how they control it, that it's not completely ESP or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in your brain, that'd be much easier. Like, just think, I want to go that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a la Avatar. They hooked up, or and he's just like bank just left.
They might even just move the ship with their psychic powers. They just move their own ship around.
I mean, why not?
Yeah,
why
their
not?
Brain but if they saw is the warp Independence drive. Day,
they pretty much use a Mac-compatible computer.
Yeah.
There's that. I mean, we should be fine if they've got that kind of thing going
on. Well, they had the ship for 50 years retrofitting it, all right?
Sure. I mean, they had Mac OS 7 back in the 40s.
They were never able to turn it on, so I don't know how they could have upgraded it.
So let's not pretend that these aliens would probably be nice, because everyone's pretty sure if they can interstellar travel, they're not coming here to make friends. Well, I would think. What do you think?
Generally, yeah, if you're here to visit, you might be a friendly scientist-type alien, but you're probably a scout ship. What is this planet? What are
resources? Resources, right. Resources.
Why do you expand? If not, I mean, you got two reasons for expansion: exploration,
longevity,
and more or less conquest and pulling in material.
No, you expansion would mean like a survival of the race, you know, because we're doomed as a race if we only lay on.
Die. Yeah. Well, what if you're just out to make friends?
Well, what if you just want to share the knowledge your race has gained over?
That's
the
That's a dangerous thing, though, to share your knowledge.
Well, to be able to last that long, to have knowledge to share, they had to have been a fairly peaceful people.
True.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, they would have killed each other long ago.
Say, would you want a species that's technologically advanced to visit our planet and hand over?
Cold fusion, per se, or something like that.
Immediately thrust us 500 years.
I bet they did when the iPad started showing up. And before superconductors.
We got that just like an Independence Day. That's how all of our transistors and everything came.
Right, but I get what you're saying, though, because if we were thrust 500 years into the future technologically, we wouldn't be able to, I don't know that we'd be able to handle some of the changes that would be.
We don't know what we're going to do. You lose all the jobs. You know, when things like that happen, when there's a big upswing, it's not really ever a big upswing. It's gradual. So we'll move out of coal production, move into nuclear. People will slowly be fitted out of those jobs and into new jobs. You can't just change the whole paradigm of the planet.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. But
Would you want to take responsibility for that as an alien? You know,
well, if they can silence you, they don't really care. You know
who
mean?
Can silence you?
If you get out of hand, they just stomp you out.
We gave it to you.
Yeah, you screwed
bad
up.
Idea. Yeah. You weren't ready. You are bad, but
okay. Zap. Which brings us to the next point: weapon systems.
Weapon systems on UFOs.
Weapon systems on UFOs.
Like, has there been any kind of talk of aliens actually attacking us, like in the UFO sightings?
No, but I've seen a couple interesting videos on YouTube, I can't decipher whether they're real or fake or bullshit, but they looked really neat to me. And it was from the ISS, where it looked like a UFO had shot no, it wasn't from the ISS. I'm sorry, that was a different one. That was where they cut the feed when a UFO entered the atmosphere. NASA cut the live feed.
Yeah, they did something similar to that 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, but I saw one that was above the, it was, man, I can't remember where it was. It was above the ocean somewhere, and they shot a missile out of a ship, and then it looked like a UFO just shot it right out of the air and then disappeared. It was really, like it was like off
no
the
missile
aircraft
for you.
Poof. They shot this off the aircraft carrier, and then like they're filming it, and then they look up and like, boom, they shoot it out. It blows up midair. And
have you ever heard of the Black Knight? While we're talking about
the Black Knight satellite, yes, it has. Yeah. Supposed to have been there for 10,000 years. Nikola Tesla was the first one to discover it. He's one that picked up the signals for it.
So you have heard
what?
Of it.
Where I is have. It?
It's in
orbit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to have been there for like 10,000 years.
I guess nobody. I remember like some people in the shuttle or whatever seeing it. In like the late 80s or whatever, just something floating off, you know, off to the right, so to speak.
The Black Knight satellite. Yeah, they're not sure what it was. And if they are sure, they're not telling us.
See what it is?
No, they can't really even get close to it. I mean, it's in orbit.
Yeah, I don't know too much more about it. How many times it's been seen, do you? I mean, you sound like you know a lot about it.
I don't know that much about it.
Asshole.
I don't know that much about it.
Well, I don't know. There may very well be like hidden technologies governments or powerful people are using that already have UFOs, you know what I mean? Some kind of super power they can use for their planes or ships.
So what kind of weapon would you need if you're interstellar travel? I mean, you're going to need the gun from the Death Star to blow up a world, or are you just going to need something small like a Mac cannon? You know what I mean?
What if you're just small like a Mac cannon? That's the first time I heard of that.
What if you're just a human on Earth and you make this technology? Are you willing to share it with everyone, or are you just going to fly around in your UFO?
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be a UFO to you.
Right.
So what you're saying, what if a person comes up with the idea or comes up somehow with technology for a UFO
right.
in their garage? You got a Tony Stark out there somewhere.
Hey.
Okay, I'm staying with you.
We're talking aliens. I mean, how much further
out should we go? Maybe it's an alien that's here building his own ship.
To get home.
E.T. style.
A la District 9.
E.T. District 9. E.T. phone home, if you recall. Yeah.
I don't know. I would just like to think that humans could do something that crazy.
Nah.
I mean, you're giving us a lot of credit.
That's a whole different show.
But yes, I mean, you'd have to assume there'd have to be some sort of weapon system on a
yeah, I mean,
on a spaceship or a
bare
UFO,
minimum.
Right?
You might even call deflector shields. Could be used as a
right.
weapon.
Well,
and
yeah,
even if it's a scout ship theory, they're going to have something to protect themselves. You know, what
yeah,
I mean?
From what though?
Well, they're scouting. They don't know
space
what, or
debris.
They wouldn't be scouting.
Well, that's
right?
A
yeah,
deflector.
That's a scout. Yeah, they have
that's
no
a
idea.
Deflector for.
Right, yes, well, that's right. What I'm saying. Deflector shields would be for space debris, stuff like that.
But more
small
likely,
rocks.
I'm going to throw this at you. If an alien species exists and it has weapons, it's probably due to like its own infighting, like where the reason we would
right.
have weapons on like a plane.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Their weapons got better and better because they needed it.
So exactly.
Oh, to fight each other.
That's a scary
exactly. Not worried about us. Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a jump, but. I mean,
aliens should
unless
fight,
there's
why wouldn't
there's
they,
so many you know? Species out there that are like we're living in Firefly. Or whatever. That wasn't aliens, though, on Firefly.
There could be so many. Well, there probably is so many species out there that there's
yeah, we're
going to
talk
every
about that
different
type next week's
shape.
Show. We're going to talk about aliens themselves. Yeah. That's a whole other
you
thing.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Next week's show will be all about aliens.
Should so I have given that up?
I don't know.
We never
I mean,
usually give up.
Cat's out of the bag. We don't. But, you know, Pandora.
Made sense talking about UFOs.
She only comes out of the box. She doesn't go back in.
Are you sure about that?
Uh-huh.
I don't think Pandora was in the box, though.
Have you ever...
Well, no, but it was her box.
Have you ever personally seen a UFO, Eric?
Have you ever seen a UFO? Have you ever had a sighting?
No, I have never had a personal UFO sighting. Now,
what are you talking secondhand sighting?
I mean, I got a buddy.
You know a guy?
I know
knows
a guy. Yeah, I know a guy.
I saw something that was flying, and I couldn't identify it.
That counts. Let's hear it.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't like a ship or anything. It's more like.
It was a drone.
No, it's more like a monster.
Oh, wait a minute here.
Did you ever watch Lost? I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the black smoke?
I do.
Imagine what that would really be if it was real. Me and April were driving one time from like Collinsville to Wood River or whatever on 157. We drove past the soccer fields over at Southern Illinois University.
Uh-huh.
We make the turn. We start going down the road. And out of nowhere, this weird like smoky void is the best way to call it. It wasn't like a smoke. It
like
was more
a blob?
Like, it wasn't even a blob. It's like where it was, there was nothing.
Oh.
It's like there was nothing behind
everything.
It.
Sure.
It just, and it flew like across. And this is no shit. This
you
happened.
Forget his meds?
No, this
oh,
happened.
Sorry, go ahead.
It kind of like
a UFO.
Whooshed into the road, hovered probably 30 foot out in front of our car for a couple seconds. And whoosh up. Me and April both fucking saw it.
Really?
Yeah, and then it was gone. We were like, what the hell was that?
So you have had a UFO experience.
That's UFO,
I don't know. That's kind of boogeyman.
Paranormal.
That's way paranormal. But that's not like your standard UFO.
It's like Slenderman sighting or something.
It was weird, dude. It was seriously like it just absorbed light.
It sucked it in, huh? It was almost
in.
Like a mini black hole right there.
Oh,
like
the devil, maybe.
It was wispy, too.
It
wasn't like it was just a hole. Fuck you, Alex. Fuck you. Anyway,
hey,
how much did you
have
drink
that night?
I got no room to talk.
Yeah,
I don't drink. I really, I mean, once every few years I drink. But
well, I don't know. I was driving home one day down the highway. It was a rural highway, and damn lights came on me. It was starting to get sunrise, but about 7 lights come flying at me, all shaped in a square shape, and they just stopped right in the sky, maybe 1,000 feet up above. And they just drove under the lights, and then zipped off in the other direction.
Really?
I thought, oh, what the hell?
Interesting.
This is nuts.
Down.
I didn't know this about either one of you guys, that you've had personal UFO experiences.
I couldn't
How did
tell
I
you
miss
what
this?
It was, but...
No, I know what it was. It was a UFO.
What do you think mine was?
It was unidentified.
Right.
It was flying, and it was most definitely an object.
You nailed it.
There but what is. About mine? Mine wasn't an object.
No, yours
why
was
wasn't
more
it?
Of an apparition.
Ooh,
kinda.
Right. So it might have been even a ghost.
Once we get to a ghost show, we'll talk about that more. It's probably what it was. Some sort of otherworldly.
Another day, I was sitting in my house, and I heard this strange crashing outside, like, wow, 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 wow. The whole sky sounded like it was just thrumming.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos about that on YouTube where like people are hearing stuff from the sky, and they actually record it, and that's some actual that's some really crazy shit.
Well, I listened to a video, one of those videos, because I thought, what the hell was that? And I googled it. You know, I found a video of somebody in Russia that had almost the exact same sound on their recording. I thought, well, that was weird, because I was sitting, I thought the trash man had come because it was making so much racket.
Right.
And then after about a minute, I went outside and I was like, holy, it's
what
coming
the hell
from the
is
damn
this?
Sky, you know,
harp man.
I don't know, I kind of live above a quarry, like an underground quarry.
An underground quarry? You look like they, it's a mine more or less under
you?
Yeah. Wow.
But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, from Alton up to Bethalto. I live in Bethalto.
Was there a giant mine all the way? I heard there was mines all throughout the area. But
yep, all under Gordon Moore Park up all the way to Bethalto.
I didn't know that.
We need to get under there. Right. See what's going
on. Like a do a live show. Under there, I hear.
It's like the catacombs.
Yeah. Interesting.
Paris. I bet they could store.
This area would be the catacombs.
I bet they could hide a lot of people in need in there if they had to.
I'm sure they could.
Part of the Underground Railroad?
Big old cave to hide in.
I mean, there's a place in Alton that was part of the Underground Railroad.
I bet.
All right, let's get back to it, guys.
Yeah, we're going off topic here.
Yeah.
Have you ever, hold on, before we get going, have you ever heard the story where, and it's been the same story 100 times, we're sitting in bed at night and we hear a noise, see a light or whatever, and I look towards my window and there's an alien in the window, like the old grays.
Right, yeah, oh yeah.
Like, and then they go out the next day and there's like either burn marks in the ground where their feet were.
Or slime or something.
Or handprints.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, etched into stone or something.
That's the worst story people tell over and over. It's like you want to be taken seriously, but you're talking about people who exist and just burn themselves in their environment.
Right. Like, don't get it twisted, people. We are actually coming at this with an open mind. We're not per saying that we don't believe in any of this stuff.
That's a good seg, because we got some mail the other day from a guy who was giving us some shit about why do you guys do this show? It seems like all you do is debunk conspiracies rather than believe in them, like you don't believe in them at all.
No, I totally think
that's the case at all. Why do we do it? That's an easy question. It's something that we find interesting and compelling.
Well, a lot of the times I need to answer the question. I have to have the question asked first. You know, I need somebody to come up with a debunk so I can answer.
And we're going
to
have these conversations between ourselves anyway.
Right.
Why not record them and let other people, you know, make their opinions?
Right.
These
topics are just as interesting to us as they are to you. I mean, that's how we pick them. It's things that we are interested in, and things like, you know, obviously with the exception of user given show ideas, or I'm sorry, listener given show ideas.
Well, even a lot of those.
We're great on that too. Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people said that they found us searching for UFOs in their podcast app, so that led to the very show that you're seeing right now.
Indeed. All right, what else we got here? Let's keep moving on.
Cloaking devices.
Ooh, yeah. That's a famous one from Star Trek mostly.
There you go.
I'm Romulans. Lord of the Rings puts the cloak on.
That's
like the most literal version of the cloaking device, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's where it came from.
Cloaking.
I think he had the first one.
I guess that makes sense. The Romulans had it. The Klingons had it.
Okay,
the Federation had it. Whenever they broke
the Predator had it.
Boom. The Predator did have it.
Personal cloaking devices.
Yeah, that's what the cloak was. Yeah.
That's what the ring
Harry
was.
Potter
had one ring to rule them all. Oh, I don't know. I never watched.
Yeah,
Harry
he
Potter.
Did. So being invisible is a superpower.
Oh, so definitely.
If they can put it on a ship and then even on a person, they're like godlike.
It's a super ship.
You know?
I would think.
Now, if you have a cloaking device on your spaceship, why are we seeing you? Why is there so many sightings of these UFOs?
Right, fair enough. If cloaking devices are a big thing among the UFO community, then why are we still seeing it?
If Star Trek is to be believed, they are never 100%. There's always some fucking hiccup in the system where you become visible for just a minute.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Or whenever you end up looking like an apparition floating by, like, hey, what was that coming off the port bow there, Scotty?
Well, if you look in the sky and you see clouds, but if you get a little bit of an angle, the clouds are at a shifted a
or they get
bit
pixelated.
Yeah, like refraction.
Well, kind of like how they do stealth technology now. They take a picture of whatever's on the other side and broadcast
it double
side.
O, yes.
Stealth technology these days is radar stealth, not visual stealth.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking visual stealth.
Okay, like
they do have that technology.
They do, yeah, totally. Where it's like the whole front of your suit is cameras. It's like, again, a personal...
Well, the screen's in the back is cameras, but yeah.
It's flawed, to be sure.
You know what
I mean. Did you ever see, like, speaking of that, there's a clever Halloween costume where somebody puts an iPad in a hole behind their shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And then the camera behind them, where it looks like they got a big hole in their belly. It's pretty cool.
No, I never seen that.
Yeah, think about it. That'd put a camera behind you. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. So how important would it be to have a tractor beam? Because that's something that a lot of people think about.
Yeah, for your abductions.
Well, not only that, it saves tons of energy when you're in outer space and you get close to something, you want to pull it to. Well, you don't want to burn a bunch of fuel to get there. Just tractor beam it in.
Sure, but how does a tractor beam work? They've actually
I honestly don't know.
With magnets?
Yeah.
What if it's plastic?
Well, it's a different kind of magnet. We don't have that.
It's a different kind of magnet.
We don't have that material on
it's
Earth.
It's a plastic magnet dipshit.
Well, they got a different magnet for every kind of mineral or element.
So what about...
Well, if you got dark matter, you could pretty well counter everything.
So let's take it to the government side of things. Whenever somebody reports this to the government, what does the government always say? Weather balloon.
Weather balloon, yeah, or training exercise. That's a big one.
Have you ever seen a weather balloon?
Light refraction off of water.
Yeah, sure. It was the light from Venus reflecting off some swamp gas.
That's Men in Black.
Look into the light.
Yeah.
No, but it's always weather balloon, but generally you could probably say a lot of this stuff is actual government experiment tech.
Yeah, like advanced technology that the military is suppressing. They don't want anyone to know about yet.
SimCor says it's two force fields rotating in reverse. That's what he says on our YouTube.
That must be a shield.
What are you referring to there, shield. Sim? We'll get back to you in a second.
Oh, or a tractor beam.
Could be. Oh, that's how that's how tractor beam works, right? Thanks,
oh,
Sim.
Two force fields rotating in reverse. That's nice. That's a very good way to think of it. Thank you.
Anyway, back to what were we saying, the government experiments? Like the experimental craft.
Well, my mind.
You know, every Area 51 has been making advanced technology since, what, the 40s?
Yeah, well, since out? Roswell and all that went
50s.
Down.
Don't we have a list, a run-through of some of the
I found a good
the tech that's came out of Area 51?
Area 51 tech? I did have that.
That's where the first spaceship sightings were from, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's close down there to Roswell.
And then they always say, well, it was a military exercise. It was a training something.
Training exercise, yeah.
Well, it's probably just an experimental aircraft. They did that with, what, the Blackbird or something?
The SR-71. Yeah.
The
one that's in X-Men is actually, that's a real plane, right?
Really?
You didn't know the SR-71 Blackbird is a real plane?
That's the one they use in X-Men, huh?
Yeah. I got to find the SR-71 Blackbird.
I know what it looks like. I know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, well, they would just run out there and clean it up and tell everybody, oh, it was just a regular airplane accident or something. And they'd hide their experimental aircraft.
Right, you can't say that you're working on stealth tech.
Well, yeah, you don't want other governments to know that you've got planes that aren't visible on radar. You know what I mean? If you're coming up with something truly cutting edge, you really kind of want to develop that out in the middle of nowhere where no one's going to know what you've got going on.
They were testing this stealth plane they developed, and they had it up on top of like a 70-foot pole, I think, and they were hitting it with radar to see if it was stealth. Well, when the Russian satellite came overhead, they'd have to go out there and hide the airplane, and they did that for a couple of years till finally the Russians used infrared, and where the airplane was sitting, the ground was cooler where its shadow was.
So right.
They moved the plane when the satellite came over. The ground was perfect shape of their shadow on the ground where it was cooler on their
infrared. Oh, them sneaky Russians.
Oh, they are sneaky.
I mean, hell, then they hacked the DNC too. I mean,
So I didn't find the list of the stuff that comes out of Area 51, the tech, but I did find a list here that's from alienhub.com of the list of 12 alien technologies the world has benefited from.
Okay.
So it's more or less the same thing. So
I bet
air here some of them are titanium, apparently. They say it was discovered in 1791, but it was not until the early 50s that it began to be used extensively in military applications.
Also, you're saying that after the Roswell incident or...
They were like, holy shit, this titanium has good potential.
I wonder what kind of strengths titanium has. Is it more...
Light, strong metal, like aluminum, but stronger.
Is it higher? Is it a higher like tensile strength than
steel? Right, right. That's all it is.
I know. That's what my fishing lures are made out of. That's about all I know.
They say the bulletproof vest is something we've gleaned from aliens.
So you're saying Kevlar or the idea of
not
a bulletproof vest?
Not necessarily Kevlar, but fiber-reinforced plastics and aluminum segments woven up. Kind of like Kevlar technologies, just woven bulletproof technologies. Transistor, of course, everybody's always said.
Oh, yeah, the transistor.
That's what made the computers possible.
Yep, that's it.
Should have been here on time travel last week because we talked about the flux capacitor.
Capacitor of all time.
That's got to be it. I bet that's how they're getting here.
That's alien tech if there ever there was alien
they're
tech.
They're not using
a flux. That was my theory. It was a guy that was brilliant on Earth, came up with it.
So Doc Brown or Rick?
Doc Brown.
Okay, the remote control apparently is something that came from that, which I guess infrared tech?
Infrared.
The Russians took advantage of that.
Did you ever hear about how infrared, they found out the infrared was a thing?
Huh.
It was a guy doing experimentation with a prism, right, to see the different colors of light.
Sure.
Well, he was using a thermometer to see the different temperatures, to see if, the colors were more hot or whatever.
Oh, neat.
Well, the prism was refracted onto a table, and he had his rainbow, and he noticed one time the thermometer kind of rolled off to the edge of the rainbow past the red area, and it got hotter.
All right.
So he figured out that there was light that he couldn't see. That's where infrared came from. Anyway, so what else?
Story time.
I like that one.
Laser technology apparently come from aliens.
Laser technology. Now, lasers are really interesting.
Freaking laser beams.
Because really, everyone's been using lasers since we were a little kid. Because really, all you're doing, you're focusing a beam of light to burn the leaf or melt the little You know, they're a little army man outside.
That's not the same thing.
That's
magnifying
that's
glass and a laser beam are way not even close. True, you have an intense form of light.
You're focusing the beam.
But that's not what a laser
is. No. More high output.
Yeah, you're right. But it's not. That's not the point of a laser.
Laser is polarized light. It's all going exactly the same direction.
Hey, what
it's
does laser mean, stand for?
I don't know.
It's something.
Light amplified.
Anyway, one of those big old laser beams, they burn through all kinds of stuff with.
You're talking like Real Genius?
Oh, yeah. Of course he's talking Real Genius.
The movie? You see?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, gosh. That's a great movie.
Light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. So basically you light gas on fire and create light from it.
Okay, so you successfully made lasers now fire, hard. Lasers were easy before right now. Now you made them hard.
Oh, hey, I'm a laser scientist. People are going to think you're dumb.
No, fair enough.
Lasers are hard.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't get the same respect like a rocket scientist gets, you know.
Well, if you're holding a laser sword, you're getting respect.
I have a lightsaber here.
Yeah, well, even the guys
you will respect me.
Even the guys with laser guns couldn't stop a laser sword.
A laser, yeah. What are they?
Han
a blaster?
Solo, man.
Well, they can't aim.
Who shot first, him or?
Of course, Han shot
Credo.
First.
Of course, Han shot first.
Okay. Anyway, fiber optics was another one. The microchip, which is similar to the transistor, but a microchip is like shit tons of transistors in one chip. The integrated circuit, again, I mean, you're going to get a lot of computer shit from aliens. Night vision.
Night vision, that's interesting.
So, I mean, if you're getting infrared and remote control, that's all night vision is the ability to see that part of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's a spectrum that you wouldn't normally be able to see.
So that's kind of some of the stuff we've gotten from UFOs, supposedly from, or as homegrown, or Eric would say, supposedly.
Supposedly.
No, supposedly. Remember?
Supposed.
First couple shows.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
With a B. Yeah. Supposeb.
I'm almost certain that, like, iPads and smartphones came from aliens.
Oh, yeah,
I'm almost certain.
Dude, look at the technology jump in phones. I mean,
well, not just phones, everything over the last 50 years.
It's Moore's law that every 10 years the computing speed is going to double or something like that.
Look, this guy says he's tuning in live via 6th Street Park. Oh, it's Brian Corzine. What's up, Brian? Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. I get excited about YouTube commenters. My bad.
What were we talking about? You stopped us right in the middle of it for that.
I'm shitting all over you here, aren't I?
We're going to turn off YouTube next week.
No way.
You're not going to be able to see what's going on during.
No, I like it.
No, we're turning it off. Where were we at?
So,
did we go over your favorite spaceships yet?
No, that's part two.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to wrap this one up?
I suppose so. We're pretty much talking in circles here. We've got over...
We got a really good part two coming up for you guys, though, so stay tuned.
Well, we got to talk about Men in Black, but we can hit that in part two.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Yeah,
are you talking about Alex or?
No. I'm talking Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones and that organization.
Because he's a man in black.
Well,
right
how
now.
Come Will Smith loves making alien movies?
I don't know. We're not talking Johnny Cash either. Because he's also a man in black.
Fair enough. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one. All right. All right, you guys. Remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Surreal Talk. You can find us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. You can also find a live video recording for every show on YouTube from here on out. Just search Surreal Talk live stream and you should be able to find us very easily. And as we get some more YouTube subscribers, we're going to learn YouTube custom IRL. And
yeah, anybody watching on
that.
YouTube right now, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, please hit the subscribe button. That'd be great.
And know that we'll be back here shortly for the second part of our show.
Yeah, don't just give up on us after this one. We've got a part two coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and it promises to be stellar.
I'm gnawing at the bit to get it out there.
Also, remember to give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, or whatever your podcast provider is. But we like 5 stars. That's always the best.
I'll take a 4.5.
4.5?
I mean, I feel like a 4.5. After
sometimes we slack. That's all right. And if you'd like to ask us a question or reach us directly or for whatever reason, show ideas, complaining, we're doing bad, we're doing good, whatever. If you just want to talk to us, you can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. And always remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
All right,
so thanks for listening. This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production.
Bye, peace. Buddy.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com. and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.